Good morning, it's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent Jessica Flory. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning, everyone.
Now, we had Jeanette on last week, so it's where you return back to the mic, and you've got some things about horses and a horse class, and, you know, for all the horse lovers out there, I'm sure they're going to love this.
Yes, so I love to talk on here that 4-H is just about opportunities and what opportunities you want to take advantage of. And so this morning I'm going to talk about an opportunity for people that, yes, enjoy horses. It's called Horse Panorama, 4-H Horse Panorama. It's been going on now for several years. It's going to be February 22nd and 23rd at Rock Springs 4-H Camp. And I've never been personally, but I've heard so many great things about this. So just a couple of things that they'll cover there that I just wanted to go over to hopefully maybe entice a couple of our horse lovers out there to take advantage of this opportunity. There will be a couple of presentations from well-known horse people in the state that will be in the frame of mind of a learning opportunity for kids in the horse project. But then the meat of the actual event really gets into hippology and team coaching, which is judging horses, which, again, I talk a lot, you hear me talk a lot about livestock evaluation and maybe some facts and photography, but horses also have this world available to them. And I just think learning how to judge and evaluate animals can teach so many different life skills on lots of different levels. One that I always just comes to mind and talk about is that teaching a kid how to judge, it might seem silly, but it really improves in their decision-making skills because it teaches them how to evaluate a situation, make a decision, and then stand behind that decision. Again, it seems silly, but actually we hear a lot of feedback from, you know, like one soft skill that we feel like our kids are not coming out of high school knowing is decision-making. And so this is, I know it's some people might think it's a stretch, but it's not. I've seen it time and time again how learning how to judge and evaluate animals can really perfect and profound that decision-making ability within our youth. So I highly encourage judging. I think it provides so many great life skill building, soft skill building opportunities for our youth. So that's where the real meat of the opportunity will come, is learning how to judge horses. And then the other thing, the other part of it that is really neat and exciting is Quiz Bowl, Horse Quiz Bowl. And again, this is just like Scholar Quiz Bowl or anything other Quiz Bowl that you might come up against, but it's very specific to horses. And so it's going to be very knowledge-based in the project. But again, just really things that, like, you need to be able to recall off the top of your head, you know, like learning breeds, learning feeds, learning medication, you know, really getting into the into the weeds of knowledge of the project. And again, it's amazing. These kids can just soak up so much knowledge and be so profound in some of these areas. So the Quiz Bowl will be a really great knowledge-based learning opportunity, plus just the extra opportunity to meet people across the state that are of like minds and are in a project that they love and that you love, can create so many great chemistry between people. And just we learn by doing, and we learn by talking and talking to other people that do things that we are excited about. So it's a really great opportunity to network across the state with like minds. So I really encourage any of my 4-H'ers that are in the horse project to take advantage of this opportunity. Registration, early bird registration, closes February 3rd. So that is just right around the corner, and registration is open now, so you can get in there and get registered. It is limited spots, but youth and adults can go. So anyways, I encourage all of our horse people to take advantage of that.
And take advantage of it, I hope they do, as horse people love their horses. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Meredith Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Kathy Gow.